According to a CNN article by Will Evans and Christina Jewett, the incidence of unnecessary services being provided is unethical and does a disservice to the individuals served. Here is Victoria's story. Victoria Byers did not drink alcohol. She did not abuse drugs. But when she was a teenager in foster care, several times a month, she would board a van at her group home and go to rehab. Byers couldn't figure out why she had to take drug tests and sit in group therapy sessions on addictions at SoCal Health Services, a clinic tucked in an office park in Riverside, California. "And I told them, you know, why should I be here? I have no drug issue," said Byers, now a slow-to-smile 22-year-old. The director of Byers' group home confirmed Byers was clean, but said she sent all six girls under her care to the clinic because she didn't have enough staff to separate those with substance abuse problems. The arrangement was strange. It was also a scam. SoCal Health Services was ripping off taxpayers, part of a pattern of fraud by rehabilitation clinics that collect government funding to help the poor and addicted. A year-long investigation by the Center of Investigating Reporting and CNN has found. The investigation, which included undercover surveillance and stakeouts, uncovered a rehab racket that continues to this day.